We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Frame of Mind with your host, Terry Sue. If we learn to live and think healthier, we begin to explore and focus on our strengths. Once we determine what our strengths are, we can use those gifts and talents to help others to heal. Helping others fosters congeniality. Congeniality facilitates peace and love. Now, here's your host, Terry Sue.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Frame of Mind. I'm your host, Terry Sue, and today I'm discussing the nine elements with my guest, John Whiteman. John is an inspirational speaker and author with Hay House Publishing. His first book, 9 Days to Feel Fantastic, and it's scheduled to come out in spring of 2012, is based on his experiences as a professional troubleshooter, helping people whose businesses and personal lives were in crisis. Through his work, John has found that there are nine elements which, when incorporated into your life, lifts your energy, vibration, makes you happier, and helps you to find and live your life's purpose. These practical steps form the foundation to a philosophy of life he calls the Way, which brings your mind, body, and spirit together as one, helping you to be the person that you were meant to be and live a life filled with happiness and flow. To find out more about John and the Way, he regularly writes, posts, and speaks on his website, on Facebook, and on YouTube. And one important distinction with John is that he does not treat the symptoms, but rather addresses the core of the symptoms that he is looking at. So, welcome, John.
Thank you very much, Terry Sue. Hello.
John, what is the Way, and how did people, and how did it come about?
The Way really is a philosophy of life that I've developed over many, many years from originally working as a business troubleshooter. What I basically did is that I'd go into companies in crisis and with a suit on, as sort of most people do, and try and turn them around and put them back on their feet. And that went very, very well until what I was noticing is that whenever a business was in crisis, the individual owner or the managing director or the board, they were also having a personal crisis at the same time. So what I basically started to do is to look at both the business and the personal life as inextricably interlinked, and started to play around really with looking at a business in crisis and see whether not only if I made changes to a business, if I could make changes to help someone, say with depression, anxiety, sort of marital problems, a whole raft of emotional and problematic issues, whether that would actually have an impact on, I suppose, the ease of my work turning around a company. And so I played around with that and got very, very much involved with that side of things. And what I found is that it did exactly that, is that as soon as sort of I'd start work on a business, is that if I started working with the individual as well personally, I found that actually had more of an effect on turning around the company than working on the company itself, which was a shock to a certain degree, but when you actually look at it, our lives are linked to business, and our lives are sort of not split you have a life at business and a life at home. You basically bring home how whatever happens at work into your home life, and you take to work whatever happens in your personal life. So that's how the way came about. It came about through direct experiences, helping people that were having big problems with their life and their business lives at the same time.
So the way is actually the way to help a person find balance between work and home.
It's not really. It's actually all about finding balance in yourself. And what I found is that that after a period of time is that it actually boiled down that there were 9 specific areas that I worked with my clients on, and that what that did is that basically brought a balance to their life, and it also gave them momentum in their life as well. And what that was actually doing is it was actually increasing someone's happiness. So irrespective of the situation they're in, and some were in extreme dire, even suicidal situations quite often, is that what it actually did is that it grew happiness. I call it happiness, from the inside. And if someone feels good, no matter what situation that they're in, everything is good and it does become good. And so by focusing on yourself rather than focusing on external situations, is that if you actually focus on yourself, you can actually build that within you, and that then resonates outwards from you into situations that you encounter.
So, John, do you differentiate joy with from happiness?
Joy is, for me, is an extended version of happiness.
Mm-hmm.
For me,
I do too.
Happiness is something that you can maintain. Joy is an elated feeling,
yes.
Whereas happiness is something that you can actually maintain in your everyday. And my teachings are very much about doing that. It's bringing what basically is very, very simple things into your daily life to actually improve your energy and make you feel good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I kind of look at happiness as being a kind of temporary state of being, because you can kind of create some sense of happiness. It's kind of like self-gratification in some sort of way, where you are looking for something that will change your disposition in a positive way. But then when you look at joy kind of comes from within and can be actually resurrected as you change your frame of mind or change your point of view on whatever issues seem to be bothering you. How do you feel about that?
I would say happiness is actually something you can sustain. It's something that that some people say that you have to search for. I don't agree that you have to search for it. I see happiness as an energy that you feel inside. And if that energy vibration is feeling good, then you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, it's actually something that you can maintain and you can manage. And it's actually the awareness that everyone has highs and lows.
That's
right. You are going to experience lows, but there are specific reasons generally why you do experience lows. And just with that awareness, you can then accept is that, say, you've had a bereavement or you've had something. Well, clearly you're not going to feel happy about that situation.
Mm-hmm.
But you can also, you can actually understand with awareness why you feel a certain way. Another one, it could be that sort of you're feeling frustrated or whatever. That also is something that is you can just accept it and be aware of it. I've got jet lag at the moment in coming over. I know that my clarity isn't going to be as great as if I didn't have jet lag, say,
right.
For example. And so even with that awareness, there can be an acceptance for that, and you can actually take steps to improve what is missing in your life.
Yeah. So you said earlier that the foundation of the way begins with the 9 elements. Can you kind of explain what they are and what they do?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. What it all came down to is that for people in crisis, some people had depression, some people had anxiety, and what I'd do is I'd actually send them on a little journey themselves, implementing what I felt was missing in their life, and that actually formed the nine elements. And what it did, it dealt with three direct areas. It dealt with emotional balance, it dealt with momentum in someone's life, and it also dealt with the present moment and actually being sort of in the now, so to speak. I suppose the best analogy for that is if you drive a car, if you've got an amazingly balanced car and it's sitting on your driveway, well, then you're actually going to lack momentum in your life. And if you actually have a car that has lots of momentum, and which most of us do actually in this day and age, but it's not balanced, well, then it's like going down the road in a car with a flat tire and a sort of clanking engine. And so, therefore, you're getting a journey in life, but it isn't actually a great one. And then the third aspect is really where if you can imagine you've got a very balanced car and you've got momentum, and so you're driving down the road and everything's fantastic, the car feels wonderful, but your head is down the road and round the corner and you're not actually in the present moment, then that's also going to affect your life. So what that comes down to is that there are nine very, very simple actions that you can bring into your day that will actually bring about automatically that balance and that emotional stability to allow you to have balanced momentum in the present moment in your life. The balancing elements, there are five of them. The first one is exercise, and I suppose the best way to explain that is that if you imagine yourself as a river, a river that doesn't move, it stagnates, and so therefore it's very important in energy terms that we keep moving, and that's something that in society today we're less dependent on having to move, and so therefore it has an effect on how we feel. So that's number one, very briefly. Number two is personal space, which is a bit of you time, really, and we can term that in various different ways. We can call it chill out time, you time, you can call it meditation, you can call it praying, you can call it whatever it is. It's actually that moment where you can actually have peace in your day, away from everything, where you don't think, you actually just be more. Number three is sleep, and that's something that I must admit I'm lacking at the moment.
And I would imagine so.
Yes, interesting anyway. And that really clearly, it just affects clarity, and it affects whether you react to situations possibly, and sleep can make a massive difference to how you perform and how you feel. So that's the third.
Okay, John, we're going to have to take a break, but we're going to come back and we're going to review the first three that you talked about, and then we're going to continue on with the next two. But for right now, this is Terry Sue with my guest, John Whiteman, and you're listening to Frame of Mind on Voice America Seventh Wave Channel and the Health and Wellness Channel. Stay tuned.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Frankly Speaking About Cancer is a program designed to empower survivors and their caregivers to deal with the social and emotional challenges of cancer. Drawing on resources from wellness communities throughout America and abroad, the show will invite physicians, researchers, nurses, social workers, patients, and caregivers to share their advice on how to live a better life with cancer. Join host Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Wellness Community, Tuesday afternoons at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Network.
Being here with Ariel and Shia Kane is an ordinary person's guide to modern-day enlightenment. This show is an exciting exploration which opens the door to living in the moment. Don't miss being here. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern with Ariel and Shia Kane right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
Shakespeare wrote, "There are more things in heaven and earth than are dreamt of in your philosophy." Most of us don't give a second thought to higher planes or our existence. Tune in to Sacred Song Reiki with host Priscilla Gale. The program is a journey into spiritual and mystical discovery that you may have never known before. You'll open your mind to enlightened consciousness and to dynamic powers of healing. Sacred Song Reiki airs every Saturday at 12 noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave channel.
Be extraordinary. 7th Wave Network.
You are tuned into Frame of Mind with your host, Terry Sue. If you have a question or comment for our host, or just want to find out more about our program and an Ayurvedic lifestyle, please email terry.suehill@yahoo.com. That's terri.suehill@yahoo.com. Now back to Frame of Mind.
I'm back and continuing my discussion on the nine elements with John Whiteman. So, John, we were talking about some very important points that you wanted to make about creating balance in your life and emotional and physical well-being. And so the first three things you were talking about was getting enough exercise and then creating enough personal space. And in addition to that, you were also talking about getting enough sleep and making sure you got plenty of rest. And I, for one, know that if I don't get enough rest, you know, things can be kind of nervy, you know, when they really don't have to be. And I notice that if I turn in early and I get a good night's rest and I take my personal space, I meditate on a regular basis every single day, things go really well. But if I meditate and I don't get enough sleep, you know, then that can have an effect on me as well. But if I didn't have that meditation practice, I'm telling you, you know, it would just not be the same. So that's really important to me. Almost just as important, if not more, than sleep itself, although I know that's pertinent. So what are the other two?
Yeah, well, the element number four is nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
And that really is sort of, again, very simple, is that because we're energy beings, essentially we're energy in a little wrapper, really, that has a heart, lungs, liver, and all the bits connected. But as energy, we actually need energy in order to perform. And so nutritious food as close to the source is what we're used to for thousands and thousands of years. And so what the nutritional side of the nine elements is all about is actually being aware consciously about the food that you're actually putting into your system. It's not being judgmental. That's where the way comes in. It's not actually saying you can't do something or you shouldn't do something. It's just being aware that, does this food taste good? Does this food resonate? Is this food going to be good for my system? And just being aware, really. And so food as close to the source as possible when it's available is something that's actually going to boost your energy and help balance your energy more than if you cake and donut it, essentially.
Yes,
But it's not saying that one is wrong or one is right, or going back is saying if you didn't have a good night's sleep, nothing's wrong about that. It's actually just saying that, oh, right, I haven't had as much sleep as probably I feel that I need. And so, oh, I wonder why this is actually making me feel this way. Mm-hmm. Am I slightly reactive? Am I sort of not performing to my optimum? Am I a little bit grouchy? Am I this? Am I that? And just actually being aware, oh, well, then maybe it's just sleep. And so with all these elements, it's actually not to be put over in a very judgmental way. It's actually just the awareness that I'm trying to get people to take on board. And if you have awareness, you know what to bring back into your life. And so if you haven't had a good night's sleep, well, then the awareness is there to have a good night's sleep, and to fit everything around. So that becomes a priority in self-managing how you feel. So that really is up to element number four. Number five is a very interesting one, and that's the environment that we're in. And that doesn't matter whether that's a work environment. It doesn't matter whether it's a home environment. It doesn't matter also that it could be seasonal effects of the weather. It's a very broad area, but it actually has a major, major impact on how we feel. And so that's the environment. And those five are the foundation. They're the balancing ones. And they're the five that I would say for most people we need to concentrate on first, and to bring those five into our lives in order to create more of a stable base, in order to bring on the momentum elements after that. So shall I go on with the momentum ones for you?
Sure, I would love to hear those. I do agree that exercise and personal space and sleep, nutrition and environment have a lot to do with actually a lot to do with the way that you see yourself, your own self-image. Especially with the exercise and the nutrition. And then as far as the environment is concerned, as you were saying something about there is no specific environment that you're focusing on, but would you say that nature itself plays a huge part in your own personal environment, one's own personal environment? Yeah. They should include nature and make sure that they stay connected.
Absolutely, purely because on a global scale that we are connected to nature, and so therefore when you become disconnected from nature and the energy in nature, you become disconnected with life. And so very simply is that by reconnecting with nature, you restore balance in your life.
Yes. So, yes, absolutely. I would like to hear you continue on the other four.
Great. Well, the it's all about feelings. It's actually not about all of these elements. Is about how you feel, not how you think or how you perceive yourself to look like or whatever. It's actually just about getting your energy feeling good. So it's not about a quick fix of losing 20 pounds or things like that. It's actually just changing your energy and the quality of your energy from the inside out, purely because, again, if you feel good, then everything else is a good around you. Element number six is where we bring in more momentum. And this is more, if you imagine like a pebble dropped in the water, the ripple emanates outwards. Is that the first five are really contained in your body, and they'll bring about emotional balance, whereas the three for momentum is more external, and how you can actually have an impact on the environment around you in order to improve how you feel. And number six is achieve and complete, and that really is about living your dreams. It's about capturing the essence of who you are. It's about taking the dreams that probably you had when you were a child and making sure you realize them, and making sure that you haven't become disconnected from your life, and bringing just those thought processes back in and then taking action on those thought processes. You breathed in there. I thought you were going to say something.
Oh, I was. I was when you were talking and talking about the minute you said achieve and complete, what came into my mind was unfinished business. And because you were saying that you know, you work with businesses as well, I'm wondering whether or not any unfinished business at work and any unfinished business at home, depending whatever issues arise at home, play a huge part in that balance. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, a completion is really, it's actually a completion in something allows you to take the next step. And that's what the completion, where it's very, very important. And it can be very, very small little steps, but the completion is the key, really. But it's also not, it's not about, it's actually prioritizing what's good for you, is that,
yes.
Because we actually sort of, people with over momentum, say, for example, will have the tendency to make endless lists, mm-hmm. and they actually still can be disconnected with their life.
That's right.
And so it's actually just to take back the areas of your life that are actually really about you, and it's about you being in flow, and it's about you being on course, it's about you living your dreams, it's about you thinking, wow, this is amazing, this is absolutely fantastic. It can be simple things, it doesn't have to cost anything. It could be seeing a sunset or a sunrise, it could be seeing a glint in someone's eye, it could be just along those lines, just actually capturing the special moments in life. And that's achieve and complete. It's really, it's about realizing that everything is special, you're special, and we all are special, but not from an ego-based side. Mm-hmm. It's actually from a heart-based essence, and actually thinking, well, I'm here, and I don't know what's going to happen after I'm dead, and I haven't got a clue what happened before I was alive. But, but actually, in this moment, in the life that we've got, it's actually there for us to live. And it's about prioritizing the things for you that actually keep you on course, not having to do things. It's actually thinking, well, is this going to take me a step closer to my dream, from a heart-based side? So that's element number six, which is a major, major one in certainly my life, and in a lot of people's lives. Number seven is learn. And what we're doing with all these nine elements is that we're bringing a harmony between mind, body, and spirit. And what I'm trying to do is get people actually to think less, not more. And so learn is a bit of a strange one, because it's actually exercising our muscle in our head to actually strengthen. But if you take just really looking back at children, where they're constantly learning new and exciting things every day, is that that gives them momentum in life. That gives them the spark in life. And as we grow older, we become more set in our ways. Mm-hmm. We become more rigid. We become sort of less accepting of change, even if it's slight. And we get stuck in our ways. And so what learn is really there to do is to unlock that and actually keep the spark alive and keep that brain moving, mm-hmm. in the way and developing in the way that that really leads us forward in our life and gives us more momentum. So,
I want to expand on that a little bit more when we come back from commercial break about learning, because I find that with me teaching the little ones, there's an issue of choices and then allowing them to experience those choices, just as we as adults have choices, but then the ways in which we experience those choices has to do with how we live our life. So I kind of want to come back,
yeah.
to that. So, but it's time for us to take another short break. So this is Terry Sue with my guest, John Whiteman, and you're listening to Frame of Mind on Voice America Seventh Wave Channel and the Health and Wellness Channel. So stay tuned.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
Experience your spiritual journey every week on Synergy with Makila. She's known as the Magician of Light and invites you to come along as we co-create a magical place of accelerated personal and planetary spiritual evolvement. Tune in for tools, tips, and support for embracing and embodying the notions that we are all sparks of the divine and that we are all one. Tune in to Synergy with Makila every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network. Working together, we can bring more joy into our lives and the world.
Now there's a new destination for video content, VoiceAmerica.tv, just like our radio channels and so much more. Voice America Variety, Health and Wellness, Business, Sports, Green Talk, Power Up Motorsports, and 7th Wave Network now have their own video channel components. Plus, check out exclusive programming, including movies, music, educational courses, science and history, current events, and short features. High-definition, premier-quality programs available 24/7. VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you.
These days, everyone is looking for information on staying young, healthy, and fit. The Voice America Health and Wellness Network is here to help you on your quest to better health and a better you. We talk about everything from diet, fitness, and aging to substance abuse, personal growth, mental health, and much more. Learn from our experts who cover health and wellness from traditional and holistic perspectives. Tune in to the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Healthy living starts here.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
You are tuned into Frame of Mind with your host, Terry Sue. If you have a question or comment for our host, or just want to find out more about our program and an Ayurvedic lifestyle, please email terry.suehill@yahoo.com. That's terri.suehill@yahoo.com. Now back to Frame of Mind.
Welcome back, everyone, and I'm continuing my discussion with John Whiteman on the nine elements. So, John, before we took the break, we were talking about achieve and complete, and we were also talking about learn. And as an elementary school teacher, I have little second graders, and for them, it's all about choices. But, you know, sometimes I have an issue with just letting them be free to choose when they haven't spent enough time with one thing in order to know whether or not they like it. Sometimes you have to see something to its completion before you really realize whether you like it or not. It's like starting to read a book and you start to put it down, but then something tells you to continue to read it, and then you find out that you really like it. And so I was thinking about, you know, as adults, when we're in our own adult learning process, when we're looking at so many choices in our personal lives, knowing when to put something down and to move on, and knowing it, I know that comes with maturity, that comes with experience, and knowing whether something is right for you. But as far as our own learning curve is concerned, how would you help a person to differentiate things that are really right for them, but they don't know it yet? Do you know what I mean?
Sort of. It really depends on if you're talking about children at school. Well, then obviously there's a you're coming from a learned. This is a route map, and this is what I would like the children to learn. And it's the
complete. Right, but I'm talking about from an adult standpoint. I was just making a child's connection, and then sure. then as we mature as adults and gain more experience, sometimes we think we know what the right path is, but it's really not. So
Okay. For me, it's actually the not thinking, and it's about connecting with how you feel about something. Really, really deep down. I call it the knowing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually this knowing that if you cultivate, then it actually then propels you forward. So what quite often can happen is that when our minds take over, we think that we should be doing a certain thing, but that's basically based on how we've been conditioned. And so sometimes that can create conflict in someone's life. And so off the back of that is reconnecting with your passion. It's reconnecting with the things that inspire you. And really looking at, we've got this one life, and it's actually just to think, well, hang on a second. How can I make a difference? How can I actually be the best that I possibly can be. And if you take that be the best I can be, that's all that you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
If you be the best that you can be in everything that you do, and make sure that you actually give yourself the time to actually keep checking and thinking, is this leading to me, is this for me actually making special moments in my life? And if it is, then you're on the right course. If it's not, or questions arise from it, mm-hmm. well, then those questions need to be observed and actually rethought. I think it's gone past the days where we had a profession. We're a lawyer, or we go through an apprenticeship and things like that. We have a freedom to choose what and who we want to be. And sometimes that can be difficult in itself if we want to change direction, say, for example. But, hey, I'm doing it. I'm now speaking and writing books with Hay House. So, and talking about personal development. My life has changed, as should everybody else's who feels that they're not actually going to be completely fulfilled in life in the area that they're currently in and working in. And if that means a U-turn, if that means something that is a big difference, well, then that doesn't matter. Because if it resonates with you, if it's what you truly know and you truly want to experience in life, well, you should.
So let's move on to number 9.
Yeah, there's number 8 before that is social connection.
Social connection.
And that's really just, it's about people around you and realizing that other people affect how you feel. And the people closer to you affect you more. And so having positive social connection with people that you love and your friends and people that have common interests with you will actually also give you momentum. And that brings us on to what is one of the most important ones, and it actually affects people that worry and have anxiety and fear about doing certain things, and that's being present. And being present really is being in the moment and being aware of everything around you and connecting again very much with your feelings. And what that does is that in bringing you into the moment in life, it just makes everything brighter. It makes absolutely everything feel fantastic. And you can bring being present into any of the other 8 elements, and it really rounds off all the other 8. But it's very, very important that our minds stay present. When they do wander, you just bring it back to being present and realizing the special moments that are around you every day, really.
Yeah, that is very important. So is there one element that's more important than the other?
Not really. From the I put a little test up on my website called the 9 Element Test, which basically give someone some basic guidance on whether they're lacking balance, momentum, and being present in their lives. And from the statistics, it's a free test that I don't have to, I don't get to see who's taking the test, but behind the scenes, I get to see the statistics that are coming off the test. And what it shows is that there are some elements that basically bring more happiness into someone's life. There's about 3,500 people that have taken this test at the moment. But overall, no, each one makes an incremental difference to how you feel. And it's actually just about realizing, well, today, which ones have I missed? And bringing them into your life, it will actually just improve your happiness and make you feel fantastic. So no, not directly. All of them are important. Some you miss, some you don't. And it's just really an awareness that it's actually the 9 coming together that will actually get you feeling fantastic, and it will improve your happiness. But you don't have to do all 9. Is that if you've done 5, you've done 5. Great. That's better than 4. But
yeah.
It's just the awareness I'm trying to get people, and not come from a telling base. It's actually just saying, here you go, here's here's a menu. This is what I've found out. This is what I've experienced with the people that I've worked with for 20 years. These are the sort of the feedback that I've got from the people that are actually brought those nine elements into their lives. And all of it, it allows you to self-manage depression. It allows you to reduce anxiety and worry to a minimal level. It allows you to deal with anger. It allows you to deal with guilt, frustration, lack of self-worth, all of the characteristics that affect us all. And it's also about realizing that we've all got those emotions inside us. So if you feel depressed on a certain day, well, that's okay. So does everybody else.
Yeah, that's true.
And sometimes that in people with certain emotional states is that they feel that they're isolated. And really all that is just about bringing a balance back into your life and realize we've all got it. We've all got moments where we feel low. We've got moments where we feel high. And it's about maximizing the time that you feel high, purely because if you live 100 years, if you can make most of that time living with a higher energy vibration, well, then overall you're going to have a happier life than if you don't. But you're still going to have a life anyway, and a life is as rich as we want to make it.
Which brings me to my next question about gratitude. How big of a part does gratitude play in the nine elements?
It really depends on how we label gratitude, really. Is that if it's actually something that connects your heart, and if it gets something that gets you excited and resonates, yeah, I am grateful. I'm grateful that I'm spreading a word about what I've learned, or you're grateful that you've got the ability to be an amazing teacher and things like that. That's gratitude in the right context. However, when it becomes telling, is that you should, if I'm telling you, you should be grateful that you're a teacher, you should be, then it doesn't actually resonate at all. And so it's actually just the usage of the word sometimes that that can be taken in a couple of different ways, is that the essence really behind the scenes is that if it connects with your heart rather than your mind, then it actually feels genuine and it feels truthful and it feels fantastic. If it connects with your head, well, then that's not necessarily the area that the nine elements and the way focus on. It's very much trying to connect with our heart, our intuitive self, and actually taking that in our life. And so if gratitude fits in that context, then I embrace it and love it.
So. Okay. Well, it's time for us to take another short break. So this is my guest, John Whiteman. And you're listening to Frame of Mind on Voice America 7th Wave and the Health and Wellness Channel. Stay tuned.
The new home for visionary positive change. 7th Wave Network.
Step into the doorway to conscious choice, greater health, and well-being. Attain the balance that you've been seeking. Tune in and turn on 1111 Talk Radio. Feed the mind. Embrace positively. Release the tension. Step out of fear. Host Simran Singh will help you broaden your mind and open your heart toward a greater understanding of how to take charge of your life. 1111 Talk Radio is here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on 7th Wave Network. 1111 Talk Radio, because shift happens.
We all want peace. We all desire a more meaningful life. We work hard to achieve these things, but at what avail? The key is authentic living with Andrea Matthews. Andrea will interview some of the great spiritual experts of today and will provide wisdom to help you raise your consciousness to the level of your own I Am. Your authenticity can give you miraculous gifts, but you have to know how to get there. Listen for Authentic Living with Andrea Matthews. Heard live every Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the 7th Wave Network.
You are tuned into Frame of Mind with your host, Terry Sue. If you have a question or comment for our host, or just want to find out more about our program and an Ayurvedic lifestyle, please email terry.suehill@yahoo.com. That's terri.suehill@yahoo.com. Now back to Frame of Mind.
Welcome back, everyone, as I continue my discussion on the nine elements with my guest, John Whiteman. So, John, what elements would you recommend for someone who feels that they have maybe lost their way in life? They don't even know where to begin.
My heart went on that one, which is sort of, apart from being quite upsetting when people have lost their way, really the element number six, achieve and complete and connecting with the dreams, is where I would want someone to go, but I'd need them to go there off an emotional balance. So the first step would be to be making sure that the first five elements are actually introduced into their lives as much as they can on a daily basis, if possible. And then from that is actually reigniting the spark within them, which we all have. Some people just put it away behind closed doors, really, and achieve and complete and living your dreams and really trying to get the sort of what that person is driven and guided to do, to shine again, and to take very, very little steps in actually achieving that. And what that does is that puts people back on course, and that actually brings back the excitement in life, and it actually just turns sadness into happiness a lot more. So everything should be off an emotional sort of balance in the first five, mm-hmm. but the particular element that would be missing would be element number six, which is achieve and complete.
Okay. I have to go back to my own personal work and, you know, with, as I said, with children, but also with adults. I find that if I get too fragmented with tasks that I have to do, that's when I feel out of balance, and I have to look and see, okay, what do I need to finish? What is the most, and you were talking about prioritizing earlier. What do I need to finish, and what is the most important thing? And that takes me back to the classroom, because a lot of times we get I have the kids on different projects, and I have this big bottle of ketchup. It's a picture of a big bottle of ketchup, and the children know that if I put that big picture of the big bottle of ketchup up on the board, it's ketchup day. We need to finish some unfinished business, and I prioritize what is the most important project that you need to get in, and then what's the second and third and so forth. And I have to say that the students feel a lot better when they know that, number one, they're going to finish the projects that they started, and number two, which are the most important ones to get, you know, out of the way first before moving on to the next thing. And when, you know, if someone has lost their way, or if anybody has kind of felt fragmented at any time, I feel, just as you were saying before, you need to look back and see which one of those five elements is missing, and then go back to the achieve and complete portion. And I've seen that firsthand, so kudos to you for bringing that to the forefront.
I think it's more fantastic that you're bringing it in with your children now, purely because they'll take that on board. And what sort of an area of my work is developing is actually moving into schools and offering, again, a very, very simple map, purely because the impact a teacher has on a child's life is amazing, but it quite often goes unrecognized. Mm-hmm. As do if you're a teacher with an emotional situation, that has an impact on children. But what you've done there is that you're doing it in your life already. Is that mm-hmm. it doesn't matter whether someone finishes all the things on the list.
That's right.
We always have endless lists. Who doesn't have a list? Because once a list is finished, you've got another list. It's actually just taking the big ones first that are going to move your life forward, the really important ones, and being a bit more conscious that it's about you. Your life is about you, and if you can feel fantastic, how do you think it affects the people around you?
That's right. Absolutely.
And that's the impact that you're having on the children, because if you can take that and you can grow that and put that into action, then the children will teach their children.
Absolutely.
And the children will teach their parents half the time. Certainly my two do. But you're doing it without having a label on it, and that's great. You're in flow.
And going back to the previous question about someone, you know, who has lost their way, could this possibly have something to do with the person feeling that they're not living their dream? If they've lost their way, there may be, you know,
if you've
feeling unfulfilled.
Yeah, if you've lost your way, then you aren't living your dream.
That's right.
You aren't fulfilled. And so, but it can actually be that you were fulfilled in an area, but then that fulfillment dissipated because it didn't actually float your boat, is an English term, is that it doesn't excite you or in energy terms, make you feel as great as it did before. And so in the balance, in the personal space, in the connecting with what actually do I want now, and not forcing it, not coming out, I've got to decide what I want now, just allowing it to sit and evolve, and then you'll get the spark. It's what sits behind our minds, in our hearts, is that the spark of, hey, this would be amazing in my life if I could do that. And it can be a change in direction. It can be I've lived a life in going in this route, and it can mean for some people a complete about turn. For others, it's just moving them back onto track. So, it's connecting with your essence and not connecting with your mind. Your mind is really just a channeler. It allows us to create focus. It's actually the heart that I need people to connect with, and more expression on the emotions, and actually connecting with how you feel, not how you think.
Mm-hmm.
Because all of us think a little bit too much at the moment, that's for sure.
Well, John, there are so many more questions that I have to ask you. Perhaps you'd like to come back again.
I would love to.
Oh, great. But for right now, I need to thank you. Thank you for joining me, and thank you for sharing your journey, and thank you for sharing your upcoming book. And if our listeners would like to find out more, John, how can you be reached?
Facebook, The Way John Whiteman is a main thing. I've got a thing that I've just started at askjohn@johnwhiteman.com, which is actually where if people ask specific questions, I write answers and do video answers that one person's question can have an impact with an answer to many, many people. And so that's how I'm spreading my message, really, and answering people's situations and questions. So askjohn@johnwhiteman.com. Or in the spring, I'll be obviously having a book out with Hay House and speaking actively, and looking forward to probably coming to the States and doing some talking as well. So email, Facebook, my website, it's about touching people's lives. And my life is genuinely about looking to spend the next part of my life doing that. And so getting feedback from people and getting questions is sort of, if it helps, then that's what I'll be doing.
Okay, and as always, I want to thank you, my listening audience, for tuning in to Frame of Mind today. I hope that you've enjoyed our time together, and I'd like to ask you to think about someone you know who could be helped or served by this knowledge and share it with them. And in the meantime, till next time, live in peace and love, everyone, and enjoy your day. Bye.
hope that you've enjoyed our program this week. Please join your host, Terry Sue, again next weekend. We'll be here Saturdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time, on Seventh Wave Network. Until then, focus on your strengths, live and think healthier this week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.